Welcome to Talk for Tuesday. Today's topic will be mould and futures with Mr. Glover.
Say hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
How did you get into wood tech?
So this is one of the sort of preconceived sort of misconceptions of wood tech. It's not really wood tech. We teach design technology. Wood tech is just a very small branch of design technology. So, and even wood tech itself can be divided into all kinds of things, like a joiner or a carpenter, or like even like into building work and like a bricklayer and the plaster and so on. But then design technology is enormous. It's things like material sciences, like in science, industrial design on computers, architectural design, product design. There's all kinds of ways, but a big part of it depends what your leanings are. If you're more sort of into science and maths and all that type of stuff, there's plenty of options, as I said, like with material science and all that type of stuff. But if you're more creative, there's things like product design where you get to draw and use computers to do things in 3D. And then if you're more hands-on, then you could do things like carpentry and all that type of stuff. But there's so many routes. And unfortunately, you only get a very small taste of it in school. But if you're actually really into it, like, you should really research it, or even just come ask me, we can talk about it.
So what are the different types of tech styles that we do in school?
That's a good question. So yeah, how they relate to that, yeah. So we try to introduce you to at least some materials. We have things like woodwork, where you do actual woodwork, so that's more the carpentry side. We do some drawing skills, which will hopefully help with product design, but then that can then move into like graphic design. So things like the posters and like adverts you see everywhere, that's like graphic design. You can even go as far as font design and just design fonts for computers. There's like millionaires who've just designed fonts to go on like advertising campaigns and stuff like that. In textiles, you learn a lot about like sort of some of the manufacturing side of it, so you can get into like the business side of it, or actual dressmaking, or if you're one of the lads not being sexy or anything, you can go into tailoring and do maybe like suit design and type of stuff like that. And then we do partner with food tech, but I think for this we'll just keep it on sort of actual design technology, because that's, I know you've done a podcast with them, Miss Roberts, anyway.
Okay, so what skills do you need for design technology?
A lot of skills. But it determines by the sort of options you decide to pick. So I think you've got to be very all-rounded. I think every subject in the school massively links into technology. So things like your art skills for drawing, coming up with stuff, computer skills, because we do a lot of like 2D design and tech soft and industrial design type things. Your English, because we do a lot of writing. And say if you were pitched to design a product for a client, you'd have to write up a manufacturing report and write a brief and all that type of stuff. Maths, like I do like design of like gears and gear ratios and stuff, so there's a lot of maths involved. I do trigonometry, things like that. Things like geography, where you know where materials come from and all that type of stuff, and like cultural. Could we talk, now we're getting into more sort of responsibilities of like where does a material come from? Has anyone been exploited in the material, the environmental, like disasters and considerations. So you've got to really know a bit of everything, so, which I think makes the subject quite good. It makes it extremely deep, makes it interesting.
If we went into college and uni and we wanted to become, for example, like a carpenter or whatever, what subjects do you recommend that we go on to from school into?
Yeah, that's good. So something more like carpentry, just picking design technology alone is pretty much like your best kind of bet. But other things like industrial design, all that type of stuff, you can even go more down the art route. But I would highly recommend do well in English, maths and science, because they will come up all the time. All the time, especially with it, if you decide to go to university, English with your dissertations and stuff like that, you'll be in a lot of trouble if you haven't done well in your English. If you want to do like mechanical engineering, maths and science, all the doubts, mechanical engineering is maths and science applied to the real world, so it's the practical application of science. We have to get to see do these theories you learn in those lessons actually coming to life.
So obviously today's themes, moulds and futures. So obviously talk about your future and your past as well. When you were younger, did you ever know that you wanted to go into working with wood, or did you think you wanted to be something completely different?
Well, I always liked making stuff with my hands, like design and stuff, like drawing stuff. I always liked math and science, hated woodwork. After we hated woodwork in school, it was boring. We never got to do anything, and we never got to see any of the machines. I've got to do anything like that. So I didn't even pick it as an option. And then I went in to do like business at college because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I thought, if I'm going to get a job in a business, I should study business because it just logically makes sense. hated that. And then I decided at the last minute to change what I was going to do in uni and went into product design. And that's where I kind of learned a lot of like the skills, because you had the workshop there. I learned that type of stuff and I got to see the practical applications of stuff. So when I designed stuff, I got to see it actually come to life. And I learned a lot of like computer design. And I found that all really interesting. So when I came back here, I decided to kind of show all that type of skills off. And I want to do more. I want to do a lot more, really, when I come back. And I will, well, while I'm here, show a lot more of that industrial side, maybe do more 3D printing and all that type of stuff.
So, right now, what's your actual job in the school?
So my job is I'm a design technology technician. So any project you do, all the material I've ordered in, prepped, costed up, cut down, and like got ready for you. Any of the machines you've used, I maintain them, check them all the time. And any practical lessons you're in, I kind of help out and kind of guide stuff. And I'll do a lot of like demonstrations and show you how things are done.
Would you ever like to actually become a wood tech teacher in school, or do you like where you are now? Sorry, that's a bit of a personal question.
But it's a good question, because I literally wrestle with that idea every day, because I like both. I like that side of being able to maintain the machines, all the stuff, and I like the practical side of that. But I do enjoy like being asked questions and answering them and showing kids what to do and all that type of stuff. But I don't know whether I'd specify more and go maybe into college and do something more specific, or whether I'd stay doing this. I'm not too sure. Yeah, you never know, do you?
Have you ever had anyone tell you that you won't be able to do things in life?
Only myself. When I was younger, I just didn't see anyone around me really doing like achieving things or doing stuff. So I never really. That's why I kind of just picked random things. I just thought, well, I've never seen anyone do design technology. I've never seen anyone do science. Never seen anyone do this. And then it's only when I got older, I started like meeting people who I work with who've done these type of things. I realised it's a really silly way to think. It doesn't matter what anyone around you does or doesn't do. You're responsible for your own future. So if you want to do something, go do it. And you will do, and you'll succeed. All the opportunities are there.
Okay.
What is your favourite part about like teaching like design technology?
I like quite often learning myself. So sometimes I like want to introduce a new project and I'll realise there's little gaps that I've maybe forgot about and I get to go back and learn again. It's kind of like going back to school all over again, which I quite like.
You gave a lot of questions to say. Maybe we should direct one at you. What's your favourite part of design and technology?
Cutting the wood.
It's like the practical side. Yeah. So that'd be more if you were going to do it as a career, maybe more into like the building trades and that type of stuff, but it's way more practical.
Well, last year I was obsessed with becoming a fashion designer because I got into sewing quite a lot. Yeah. And I've only ever like hand sewn, but I've got loads of sewing machines and just never set them up. And I always wanted to go into like making dresses and stuff. And then I was just looking at it. I was like, I don't really feel like doing that anymore. But like now I still don't know what I want to be, obviously when I'm older. But like I more use that as a hobby now more than what I
want to
do for a career.
That's good, yes. Yeah. Well, much older, and I still don't know what I want to do. So.
I like in school when we do wood tech. I know it's like, obviously we make things and that, but it's funny when you're doing it with the people around you, because like at first you don't really know what you're doing, and then you obviously gain skills. So like at first when you're doing it, it's funny to see like how everyone else can't do it as well, and then you all like work together and stuff to make it work.
I like graphic design because I took graphic design last year and I really, really liked it.
Yeah, it gets to be very creative, don't you? And do you prefer more by hands drawing or more computers when you're doing
computers?
Yeah.
I like drawing.
Yeah.
I can't draw, but it's fine.
Neither can I.
You'll take a coffee.
Yeah, I can paint, not draw.
It's obviously good for the 2 year 7s in the room because they haven't actually experienced all of it yet, and they've got so much more to obviously experience in all 3 of them. Where obviously your year 10s, we don't have much of that experience anymore because we don't do it anymore.
Okay.
You have to take it as an option.
You two
do book them, but other than that, and so do you.
Okay, so I mean, I think that's enough for today. Thank you, sir, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Next week's a special podcast. Can someone tell them why?
Going to Starbucks.
We are doing a live podcast.